There you go. It just makes noise. Oh, I get it. What's up, y'all? What's happening?
What's hey, going on?
What's happening, James?
I don't know, Nathan.
Hey, nice gray hat today you got.
I know, right? Nice Nike shirt you got today, too.
It's Nike.
It's Wednesday. We wear pink on Wednesdays.
We did not. Who does? Just you?
You should.
I don't have any pink shirts.
Not yet. You know it's going to happen now, right?
I guess. Here we are.
Yep.
What's up, dog?
What's up, big boy?
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is, first of all, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a special edition of Two Beers, Two Mics, Thanksgiving edition, short and sweet, rolling it out just for you folks because we love y'all.
It's not really a special edition. It's just finally we got 2 weeks in a row together.
And we like to talk sports. But tomorrow is Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, holla at your boys. Yeah.
Pull them up.
Okay.
Love it. I got your favorite.
Oh, did this win?
I don't think it won.
Did they even vote?
No, you're still voting.
Oh, I'm not voting. I didn't vote yet. Voodoo Ranger.
Well, you can
New Belgium.
You can vote all you want. You go online.
Blaze Lightning IPA.
Shout out New Belgium, ladies and gentlemen.
They're having a competition between this one and
The Thunderclap. That's the other one. We'll see it on the pod later.
Thunderclap. Ho!
Not like that. Ooh, this is. I'm out of pour too fast.
hey! It spilled.
You messed me up last time, dude.
I didn't totally mess
me up.
I didn't mess you up. You did it by yourself.
I know what I did.
I'm just saying, you did it all by yourself.
No. Yeah. I guess I'll wait for an hour until this goes down.
Yeah, we'll be over by then. We'll be done by.
No,
then.
We're not gonna be done by then. Maybe. Yeah. Hopefully. You never know. Never. You never know with us out here.
You never know with us. What's up, buddy?
You hear Ryan at the end of the last one?
I'm sure I did, but
when we
I don't
go,
remember.
He goes, wait, it's over? I go, dude, we've been recording for 2 hours.
2.5 hours.
I was like, we don't have to leave. You can still hang out and talk.
We can stay.
He was like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, dude, we'll just do it without cameras.
Seriously.
I like that he likes it, though.
Yeah, that's cool.
I didn't ask him today. I'm sorry.
I don't. That's fine. Yeah, we don't need him every time.
Yeah.
We should get somebody else, though.
Do I hear some holiday music? A little bit.
It is that time of year. Oh, but not till Friday.
Have you seen the mat in the front? Did you see it? What do you make that face for?
Because not till Friday.
They're on every day here.
You don't start putting up decorations until Friday.
You don't have to do that.
Yes, you do.
No, who says that?
I do.
Yeah,
that's what you should do. You should appreciate each holiday.
Listen, Holmes.
Appreciate Thanksgiving first.
No, I do.
And see, here's the problem, though. The problem is the stores force you to go ahead and start.
It is kind of absurd that we are like already on Easter, because if you go to like Michael's right now, Michael's got Easter eggs in there, and you're like, it's not even Christmas.
Or Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right after Christmas is Valentine's Day.
That's American retail, though. That's what they do.
Christmas is up before Halloween was done.
That's the one thing is like you go to like Michael's, Hobby Lobby, places like that. Yeah, I go to those places. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's where all the cool decorations are.
I like them.
So you go in there, and you go in there July, and they've got all the Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-August? Hey, we got to get rid of this shit. Let's go.
Let's go.
And they're pumping and in Thanksgiving and
it's like
and Christmas
75%
stuff.
Off, 50% off.
Home Depot does
it. What you want to do is you want to buy all that shit now for next year, right?
Oh, yeah. So if you can find it.
If you can find it. I mean, all the after stuff, like you want to buy, like,
I know.
Like after Christmas, buy all that for next year and just have a game plan that way, you know? That's what you want to do. But I don't do it.
Well, I'm going to drink the rest of this first.
Yeah, so am I.
It's taking too long for that. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Am I forgetting something?
Well,
or no?
Well, I mean,
what do you got a segue? What's up?
What is Friday?
Black Friday.
Black Friday. And what have we been doing these past couple episodes with our infamous? I don't know if I said it right.
I wouldn't say infamous. We are proud.
We are proud
affiliates.
Affiliates. Affiliation. Affiliates.
With our friends at Magic Mind.
Magic Mind.
Everybody knows what this is.
MagicMind.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Have you not seen that? I mean, everyone's seen this, right? I mean, this is everywhere. This is your best. This is the mental performance shot.
Oh, my gosh. We had a 20% off special.
We had a 40% off.
40% off.
We had a 48% off.
Now, get this, ladies and gentlemen. Because of Black Friday, from now until December 6th, which is next Friday.
Yep. For a whole week.
We have a Black Friday sale.
Ooh.
50% off anything you order.
Anything.
Anything you order, 50% off. Just use our promo code TwoBeersBF. Two Beers Black Friday. Two Beers Best Friends. We're two best friends that anyone that ever
had. Two Beers Best Friends or Two Beers Black Friday. Hey, Two Beers Black Friday. Not just because he's black, but it's Black Friday.
It is Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen. You know why? Because the retail stores love us on that day, baby.
Yeah, they do.
They love our green.
You guys are always on video in Best Buy somehow and like just running over each other over TVs.
Always.
I'm not pointing it out, but it's just what's out there.
It's weird, right? And Best Buy,
hey, I like TVs
and,
too,
and
man.
Best Buy was created in Minnesota. Minnesota don't have a lot of people.
No, not right now. No.
But
hey, anyway, back to Magic Mind.
Magic Mind, two beers, BF.
You better take Magic Mind today.
I am. I haven't taken it yet. Two beers, BF.
Everyone knows what this is. Sharper mind, calm energy, straighten, narrow, just
lowers just like your stress. You know, the holidays come around. Maybe you're stressed about this, stressed about that.
This will help. Hey, this will help you get you through your shopping. This will help you get through. Hey, you got to cook for a bunch of people in your house. I mean, you're going to be, I don't know if you're going to be a house full, but we're cooking tomorrow. I'm sure you're going to be cooking too.
You have to stay up late for school and study. This helps you.
Talk about Thanksgiving, man.
I know.
We're talking about Black Friday and Thanksgiving.
I told you last time. I told you last time, tomorrow is tainted a little bit.
It's all good though. You know what?
What?
I'm going to have calm energy when I'm cooking all the fixings tomorrow.
What fixings are you making tomorrow?
What am I making? Yeah. We'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
But right now, we're talking about Magic Mind. Hey, reclaim your brain, ladies and gentlemen. This is what the stuff is. Guys, the ashwagandha, the matcha. Oh, just even keeled energy. Boom. Yep. Take it. No, hey, you don't need coffee.
No crash.
Ryan's on his thing right now. Yeah. No crash, no spike. Ryan's on his thing right now where he's just having this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. You don't need it.
No coffee. He's starting with this every day. Drinks. So far.
Just take this. Like I said, if you don't even believe us, order it. If you don't like it, money back guaranteed.
100, up to 100 days. That's amazing.
That's like 3 months.
You go over 3 months of supply of this, and then they will give it back to you if you did not like it, which...
You will
like it. I mean, you're going to like it.
You will like it.
Especially if you're... Hey, don't be a dirtbag. If you take it for 90 days and send it back, shame on you.
For real. Yeah.
Oh.
Mental performance shot.
Subtly
exactly
sweet.
What it is.
I actually really enjoy this stuff. We have had the best time with these guys. The vitamins, the minerals, ashwagandha, turmeric. Oh, turmeric is great for inflammation. Why are you going to go there?
Because you said it. Wakanda.
Ashwagandha. The lion's mane.
Oh, my God.
The mushroom. It's a mushroom, man. Come on.
Yeah, I know. No, it's all good, baby.
Hey, and like we said, I was talking about the gummies a second ago. You got kids, you can give them one or two. There's no caffeine in these things. Caffeine. These are great. Ages 8 to 12, you can have one. Anybody above that, two or three. Go ahead. You like the flavor of these.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what I'm talking about. I want more flavors.
This is green apple, and I'm sure they're going to have so many more. You get one of these bags, got 90 in there. It's a 30-day supply for one person.
It tells you how many people can have it. I mean, how many you can have per ages.
And I did that already.
Like, we would have three.
Yeah. Yes, because we're in our 40s. Three a day.
That's only 30-day supply then.
That's what I said. For one person, that's a 30-day supply.
One person is 90 days if you're under 12.
Yeah, if you're under 12, hey, 90-day supply. Let's not mess this up. Sharper Mind and Calm Energy, guys. Magic Mind, we shout out you guys. You guys have been a great sponsor for this place.
Remember, 50% off anything
online.
That's
the biggest thing we got to get to. Black Friday.
Two beers, BF.
That's right.
Get it done.
Hey, we're going to put the promo code up here. We'll have it down here the whole time. It's probably down here right now. Who knows? It's covering our faces. Maybe. I don't know where it's at. But we're going to have that up here. Go there. Guys, you have a whole week to get 50% off everything.
MagicMind.com.
It's amazing.
Two beers, BF.
That's right.
50% off.
Go to http://magicmind.com/2beersBF. I might have fudged through that, but guess what? We'll have it up here as long as you're seeing it. Check out us on Spotify, TikTok. We'll put the links up on everything we have, Instagram, whatever it may be, Facebook.
Yes, sir.
What else are we on? We on Rumble yet?
No.
No, we're not. Sorry. No. Other than that.
I don't even know what that is, but okay.
It's another platform. There's so many out there.
There are so many out there.
I don't even know what to do half the time.
You want to go to Thanksgiving meals or you want to go to something else?
Let's do a small recap of what went down in the NFL in week 12.
Week 12. So.
The Seahawks won again. Suck it.
Yes, you did. 6 games.
We're 6-5.
Yes, you are. First place,
the NFC West. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, bow, bow. I don't care what you say. Yeah. Hey, Ravens won.
Yep, not in first place though.
No, nope. Stupid Steve.
Not until Sunday.
You guys don't play. When you who play? Okay, we'll get into.
Yeah, we'll get into that later. It's the best game.
But you guys beat the Chargers, no problem. Second half, you came back and just kicked their butt.
First quarter.
I thought weren't they up 7-0 in the first quarter?
Okay, second quarter.
That's what I thought. I was like, wait a minute.
Second quarter. At halftime, we were up 14-13.
Yeah. That was a good game to watch.
Yeah, no.
Not bad for Monday night.
Especially if you're a fan, yeah. Oh. I mean, why does SoFi always have more visiting fans than they do
home It's Los fans? Angeles. It's a big-ass melting pot, just like Arizona. You got to think about these regions. It's like that,
though. That's embarrassing, right?
If you're, yeah, but, dude, you know, they have the beach. They don't care about sports like we
but
do.
But also, you know how much I can get for my ticket?
That's a big problem in Seattle right now.
Yeah.
That's why it was more Bills fans and more Niners fans, because people are selling these tickets because people are paying three times as much. And I'm like, well, there goes home field advantage. You don't have it no more.
Capitalism, man.
No, I'm not blaming you at the same time, but I'm at the same time like, yo, support the Hawks.
Well, yeah, you can support them, but I mean,
money's money, right? Money's tight.
Especially right now. You know,
holidays.
Money's tight. Exactly.
Yeah, but Magic Mind's helping you guys out. 50%
for sure.
Off.
50% off.
Two beers, BF.
Well, did anything else surprising that happened in week 12? I know Seattle won. I picked them to win. Ravens won. I picked them to win.
I thought Arizona would win. I did say that on the last pod. I thought because they would win here in another week and a half, 2 weeks now, and then they would go and we'd lose up there.
I was surprised that the you know what? I was very impressed with the Carolina Panthers' performance against the Chiefs.
Against the Chiefs?
Right?
For real.
Especially Bryce Young. So he's coming around a little bit,
though. Well, they said he's kind of turned a corner.
He's,
I think Dalton's helping him.
Of course. For sure.
It's a long time back. What, 15 years? 14
I would,
years?
I would re-sign Dalton to maintain him as his mentor.
I got you.
And leadership.
For sure.
You know, absolutely. And let him keep rolling. I think they're doing some good things. They just need more help on the outside of receivers.
Yeah.
The defensively, they're okay.
Yeah, they kind of had a, in the beginning of the season, they kind of had a fire sale and got rid of some. Well, their best linebacker got hurt, though, right?
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah.
You got to look at that division, though. The division's not very strong.
No.
So that's why I think they can play around with it a little bit. Mm. And it's always the worst of first league, too, right?
There's always somebody.
I'll pick them next year. Who cares? Put some money down on them.
I'm just 2 years late.
Right. Right.
I said that in the pool. Remember, I was like, Carolina's going to win the division. They went one game last year?
Yeah,
two?
Yeah.
Something silly like that. It's dumb.
Was there any other surprises?
I will tell you, though, that the Seattle defense played tremendous.
Yeah, but who they play?
The team that's been scoring 29 points average in the last four games, they won.
Against who?
Doesn't matter. They scored 29 points against NFL teams.
Context matters, though.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
are you saying they didn't play nobody?
No, I'm just
saying. They played the Jets. I'll give you that one.
Nobody.
I'll give you that one. I said, I'll give you that one.
Okay. Chargers.
They beat the Rams, too.
A depleted Rams team.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
They're not depleted.
Okay.
They got everybody back.
That's like Green Bay beating 49ers.
No, that's not the same, though.
It is the same.
First of all, the Niners are the Niners, man. They're supposed to be really good. They have the names.
But they lost players.
They have the all-pros.
They don't have the all-pros playing.
Oh, no. But that's not the same, though. Because they had their three best players. You can't say Purdy, but Williams was gone. And then who else was on?
Williams.
Greenlaw. And who else? No, there's somebody else.
Williams, Bosa, and Purdy.
Oh, Kittle played. Bosa's out.
Yeah,
Bosa's another out. White guy. Whatever.
Yeah.
That whole team though is not the Packers. The
Niners.
The Rams. Rams have everybody back.
Not when they play the Cardinals.
They have everybody. They didn't. They got Cup, and then I want to say Puka at the same time.
Did that thing already hit you already? Because you going, baby?
Magic mind, dude. What's in that one? I don't know what that one was.
I don't think that's accurate.
We gotta look at the schedule up real quick.
I'm just saying, I don't think that's accurate. You could be, be smidge correct.
I'm just saying that the Seattle Seahawks had all like the top, like their starting defensive line had one of the top rankings. I think it was number two overall for Sunday in defensive line play and run stoppage on PFF. You know those guys.
I'm not arguing with you because Carno only had like
you
seven.
You are definitely
seven,
arguing.
Carno only had 7 yards.
Yeah, they had 6 points. They missed one field goal, so they could have had nine, but let's look at the schedule for the Cardinals. Let's just see what happens in the last few games. Oh, all right. So
Miami was one of them.
They barely beat Miami on October 27th. They scored 28 points. They scored 29 points against the Bears. That's the Bears.
And Miami's Miami.
Was Tua there?
It was the first game back.
Really?
Second game back, I think.
Yep. One touchdown, 234 yards. Okay. Go back to this. So then they went on to the Jets. We know what happened there, right?
Yeah.
That was brutal. 31-6. That's awful.
Yep.
And then, you know, hey, they beat the Chargers 17-15. That was that Thursday night game, right?
Monday night game. Because that was the one on ESPN Plus because the Ravens and Bucks were another one.
Yeah, so they're at 17 in that game. Whatever. They lost to the Packers, though.
A good team.
And then we won 16-6. They played really good.
No, they did.
I'm just saying.
I expect you to...
Cardinals got the Vikings, though, so...
They're going to lose.
Is on the road, too.
Yeah. I still can't believe the Vikings are 9-2.
Is that what... Okay, so now... We'll stay on the Cardinals just for one more second. Like, so the Cardinals now come back here to... You think now they got Seattle again, so...
I think the game will be different. I don't know if you're going to hold Connor to 7 yards rushing.
No, because he's one of the top leaders. And like he has he did lead the league. I don't remember the exact stat, but he leads the league in yards after contact. But
no,
Henry's right behind him. No, I just saw this.
Okay,
want me to look it up?
No.
Yeah, because you come on. I'm still giving Henry his due.
Yeah. Go ahead, because I don't believe you.
It might change now.
Well,
after this week.
I don't think, put it this way, two things won't happen again. I don't think that the Seahawks defense will hold Connor to 6-7 yards rushing.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't think Kyler would throw a pick six.
Oh, this was, I might have made a mistake. No, never mind. I was wrong. That's the wrong one. That's the wrong stat. That's yards after. Where's the advanced stats? Let's find this on Fantasy Pros.
Right. Do you agree with those two things?
What?
That the defense won't hold Connor 7 yards.
No.
And Connor won't
throw. Not at home.
And Connor won't throw a pick six. I mean, not Connor. Kyler won't throw a pick six like that. Not like that.
You got to give it to Weatherspoon on that.
No. I'm saying like that. Like that was really, that was a poor decision.
Hmm. Why can't it?
No, that was Kobe Bryant, dude. Kobe Bryant went.
No, I'm saying Weatherspoon chased Murray out.
And then
Murray, when he hit him and he knocked him out of bounds, he was talking shit like this. And then next thing you know, he goes, oh, the cavalry's coming. And he turned around and then he went and took out two guys right in front of him. I'm like, Weatherspoon has been one of those, I don't want to say generational, but he's one of those guys that could be around for a little while.
Yeah, for sure.
And you'll always hear about him.
For sure.
You know?
For sure.
I can't find the stat, but that's what I saw online.
It's okay.
I don't want to look it up. I'm just kidding.
Was there any
What other surprises? What else? Who else won?
Anybody that matters won? No, everybody's on a bye. Bills on a bye. Steelers on a bye. Bengals on a bye.
Atlanta
was on a bye. Rams on a bye?
No, Rams played, didn't they play Sunday night? Philadelphia.
Philly.
Where Saquon went bananas.
Saquon. Okay.
Dude.
Okay.
Hey, let's. Okay, here you go.
I'm going to jump right into this shit.
You should.
Okay.
Do you have the floor, sir?
Can we stop?
I'm getting a beer for this.
Can we please stop moving the goalposts or moving the odds or moving the line because of one game? One game. Like, don't get me wrong.
Which game are we talking about? Just this last one?
We can go 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
Okay.
Jump over the guy thing?
Yeah. No. Just in general. 2 weeks ago, right? Josh Allen had one good game this year, and he beat the Chiefs.
One.
So they put him above the
mark. They smoked Seattle, though. He had a really good game in Seattle. Just letting you know.
Okay. But I get it. At the time, Seattle wasn't over 500.
No.
Okay.
No, we weren't.
And then so they jumped. They put him over Lamar for MVP race.
It's how the media rolls.
And then last week, Saquon had a great game. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And then they put him over both Josh Allen and Lamar to number one. Like, they haven't been there all year long.
No. And didn't he miss two games? Or miss a game?
I don't think Saquon missed a game. Saquon.
I love that.
But he's been good, though. Don't get me wrong. He's in a conversation. Don't get me wrong. But
yeah, you can be top five.
I think he's top three.
Hmm.
I think he's top three.
We're going to touch down on those MVP tune. This is a perfect segue.
The guy that's been doing the best all year hasn't shown a step back. Yes, his team may have lost to the Steelers, but that wasn't on. If you're telling me Derrick Henry's going to fumble the ball to give Steelers 3 points. Before the half, Isaiah Likely's going to fumble the ball to give them another 3 points. That's 6 points right there that they shouldn't have had. And then Tucker's going to miss 2 free throws. That's another 6 points that we didn't get.
Right.
So if you're going to tell me that in all of that, 9 points – you give take away 9 points from the Steelers, they lose the game.
Oh, for sure, because they don't score. They don't have high scoring right now.
And then,
well, I would say every other two games they put some points on the board.
Right, and then we dropped a touchdown pass. So again,
that was a big one.
Right, but it wasn't. That's not Lamar put it right there. So how are you gonna fault him for that? You know.
No, and I got
you. So I don't understand why we are moving the goalposts because of one game. I think you got to be consistent throughout the whole year.
You're not wrong in the consistency, but you know how this media works.
Oh, for sure. Like Allen can't even hold.
Do we do that? Do we get overhyped? Do we overhype people?
We don't overhype people.
That's what I'm saying.
We see how it is. Like I said to everybody, pump your brakes on Jalen Hurts, right? But the one guy, you know, he was all about him.
But that's over, though.
But now you don't hear about him anymore. It's kind of weird because he doesn't even say anything about him anymore.
No, but also Jalen Hurts isn't the Jalen Hurts like, but just like we talked about. We didn't overhype him.
Yeah.
One good season, like Stroud. Stroud's having...
Last year, overhyped
Stroud's him. Doing great, but at the same time, like, okay, he's in the top five in passing yards,
but
he's not a great... Everything else, though.
No.
Geno Smith's number two in passing yards.
I mean, he's sophomore slump.
And see, Geno's a long-time veteran, but isn't lead the league in other than that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm saying, oh, Geno, top 10. You know, I don't say that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Serviceable. Yeah. Gets the job done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might squeeze us into the playoffs, and that'll be great. On a team that was supposed to go only win five games, we're at six.
Okay, let me ask you a question, sir.
Oh, here we go.
Would you rather make the playoffs and be out the first round? Or miss the playoffs and get a better draft pick? Like, knowing what this team is. Like, you know this team is not a Super Bowl team, right?
Sure. Like, you know they're going to get ounced or right. trounced. How do you say that?
One of those two.
Yeah.
They're going to not go to the Super Bowl or maybe even an NFC Championship game. I don't think so.
No, I
don't think they're going to trump Minnesota, Philly, or Detroit.
Minnesota's defense is really tough.
Or Detroit. And they're going to be on the road because of the records.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to make it even
harder. Well, if we stay the division leader, we get one home game. Right?
Right. But who's the fifth seed right now?
Let's look it up.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Because Detroit's number one. Yeah.
That's a tough game at home. I mean, and you could win that game. Don't get me wrong. Because you're at home. But
we have a good record against Minnesota in the playoffs.
I know. That the freeze game.
Won by accident.
Yeah. So would you want to, let's hypothetically speaking, get in the playoffs and lose in the first round, and then now your draft picks is number 23 or miss the playoffs and your draft picks like number 13
or 14. Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally,
knowing what this team is, like yeah. if you knew that you just, if you knew, if you had a team like the 49ers, you just wait for guys to come back.
For sure.
That's different.
For sure.
That's different than what this team actually
is. What you're trying to build.
Correct.
Because remember we talked about this. So I'm going to put a little context behind it is what you and I have been talking about is like you have half of a Pete Carroll team that's still there.
Correct. Yeah. So would you rather have a load? You're talking about like how half the team is Pete Carroll's and the other half is Mike McDonald's.
Yeah.
Team.
So that, yeah, half the team is Pete Carroll's. You have Mike McDonald, who's got a new philosophy, new coach. He's got new coaches. Ryan Grubb is our offensive coordinator. You have some pieces that work. You have some pieces that might not work. Obviously, they've been switching out stuff right away.
Well, you got rid of guys, too.
Jerome Baker's gone.
Two guys are gone.
Well, what's his name? The center we got from Dolphins retired. He was like, ugh, I'm over this. He's been in the league for a little bit, though. I get it.
Yeah, Connor Williams.
Yeah. So anyway, the context I was trying to put behind this is like, yeah, get to the playoffs, and if you get ounced, does that help you at all?
I don't think so.
So I think you just wait. Maybe you don't get in, and you'd rather have the draft pick. That's what I'm saying.
Or maybe it boosts your confidence for next year that guys buy in more because, you know what? We won the division, so we're in. So they're going to buy into his philosophy.
There's also
so,
that, too.
You know, so maybe that is a beneficial
so
thing.
So if they got into the playoffs and you have that confidence going into next year, you know how John Schneider works. He's going to trade up.
Oh, for sure.
He'll go get what he wants.
Yeah.
And they're good at late-round picks. They are. He's got a good history of that. Yeah. And they make a lot of transactions, so they'll find free agents, they'll find veterans, they just bring in the competition. That's one thing Pete, and I hope Mike McDonald kind of, I think, is on that same wave, like always be competing, so always bring guys in no matter what. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you're not competing for your spot, then you might not care that someone is coming for your spot.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
So yeah, overall though, I would say miss them, get one really good draft pick just to have that little more push.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Sure. What would be the draft pick need? For you guys, kind of early, but what would you need? Linebacker, safety, offensive lineman.
We're gonna go offensive line still, because you still have Kenny Walker.
With that first
he's gonna be in his third
with that,
year.
With that first for, pick,
yeah, he's in his third year
with that
coming
first,
up.
That first pick, you can go.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta get the best guy. You gotta get the best center. Right. We have Charles Cross. Great, one of the best.
Yeah.
I would say top five left tackles.
Who's the other? Who's the other rookie too, though?
Oh. Actually, our center is a rookie right now.
Who's the one from last year that was with Croc? You had two rookies last year on the line.
Abe Lucas? Yeah, Abe Lucas.
It is, Lucas.
Yeah, so he just came back. Okay. Offensive linemen go out, guys. Not all of them last all year.
No.
But anyway, that's what I would choose.
Okay.
So
okay.
You do that too?
So speaking of that, we'll go back to the original topic. Who is your real MVP right now?
This is what I got beef with.
It's not beef.
Yeah, I have
you know what I'm saying?
I had beef.
Full batteries. Sorry, just want to make sure. Just making sure.
Yeah, double check that. Triple check.
Okay, so you saw this. I sent this to you, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking about MVP race.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one MVP right now. Right now, there's only one. You can talk about whoever,
right?
Whatever. No,
and it might change. By the end of the season, because things happen in six games.
Yeah, you got six games left. So that's six games. You left? Don't know what's gonna happen.
No, 8-12. We got five games left.
Yeah, yeah. You guys already had your bye week, right?
No.
Oh, and you get a late bye week.
I know.
Lucky. Yeah. You're poised right there.
After Sunday, we got a bye.
Seriously, week. You're poised for that. Oof, good for you. Let's just go through a head to head. So who's the number two guy that they're saying right now?
Lamar.
And who's number one?
Josh Allen.
Let's find out who's the real number one. Who's the real MVP right now? This is what it's going to be. Okay, first of all, head-to-head matchup, they only play once right now.
And Lamar won.
They won. They beat the Bills, right?
35-10. Josh Allen only had 130 yards.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good at all. No. Okay, so, and most of, let's just say, the top five major stats.
Okay.
Lamar leads all NFL quarterbacks in.
Correct.
Right now. Yes, the record is the only thing that Josh Allen has over Lamar is the 9-2 record. Sure. And you have an 8-4 record.
8-4 record.
Cool. Tougher division. I'm sorry. I said it.
Oh yeah. we don't have cupcakes like Miami, and although Cincinnati and Cleveland aren't playing well.
They're still tough.
I think Cincinnati and Cleveland will beat New England and the Jets. You know, yeah. So
they're better than those teams.
Correct.
So Josh Allen has 64% completion percentage. Right?
Okay, not bad.
And Lamar leads with 67.3. Okay. Passing yards, 3,053. Josh Allen, 2,500.
That's like two games.
That's worth. Almost two games more.
Two games.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Passing attempts is Lamar wins. Passing yards per game, it's 231 to 254. Obviously, Lamar's kicking everyone's butt. Passing, I'm going to get to one of the stats because I'm going to give your guy a stroke here and stroke him a little bit because this is cool. Passing touchdowns, 27. Josh Allen, 18.
Whoa.
The only thing Josh Allen has touchdown-wise is he has two more rushing than Lamar. But Lamar's throwing good.
Yeah.
Lamar's
what about the interceptions? Because that's what Josh Allen has.
So, but then, like, even rushing attempts and rushing yards, it's 600 to 316. You know what I mean? Lamar's kicking his butt there, you know? And rushing for a quarterback, that's another two or three games.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say. Difference.
For sure.
So... Dude, I don't even know why. I'm sorry. The media is wrong with Josh Allen. They beat the Chiefs, and everyone's still kind of like, over it. I don't care.
That's my whole point.
Like, I don't care.
Like, he had one great game. I gave it to him. He had a good game that
cool.
game. Cool. But over the long period of time, over the season, he hasn't been the best quarterback.
No, no. And it clearly, it's here.
It's right there, and it tells you.
And here's the other thing, too. So Lamar Jackson has three interceptions all year. That's fucking amazing. Three
passes, by the way. They're all tipped.
That's what I was going to say. Is like, I watched him again today. One... was a ball hit the dude in his hands and then flipped up and the other team grabbed it.
Right.
That's not his fault. Same thing happened on the last, the 2-3 weeks ago, whatever it was. If he was going to dive for it, it popped up, the guy grabbed it. And then the other one was an anomaly where the linebacker came down with it at the same time as the other guy and ripped it from him. That ain't Lamar's fault. The guy had it in his hands.
That was against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh one, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you look at Josh Allen. Josh Allen's directly throwing to people. He has only five interceptions, but I saw them.
Which is still good for him, though.
Yeah, and it's really good for him.
Yeah, really good
for him. For him. He's the MVP of him.
Of him. Good job. Of him. He is him.
But I'm saying, like, Lamar is number one right now. I don't think it's even close. You can't go.
So is it just the record? Like, make it make sense. Like, because.
I know. Make it make sense is exactly right.
The numbers say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the favorite says a different thing.
I know.
So is it the record? Is it really the 9-2 versus 8-4? Because I don't understand.
How or why?
When one of those losses was to the guy you are competing against.
I know.
And you lost against him.
You didn't even do anything against him.
So there, and supposedly that defense is trash this year, right? And you still didn't do anything. So make it make sense how one guy has number one stats on every category except for one. And the other guy is well below this guy's stats. Yeah. But his record is about a game and a half better.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Hey, liars figure, but figures don't lie.
Yes, sir. You know, that's right. All right, moving on. I'm going to play a little bit of a one gotta go.
Is this the one I sent you?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
So
I forgot what it was.
We have, I don't know if they're, I would say they're probably the four
this top. This is kind of fun, though.
Probably the four top receivers in the game right now.
I would say.
We have JJ, Tyreek Hill, Ja'Marr Chase, and CeeDee Lamb.
And one has to go.
One has to go.
Not like, you know, like, just, you're just not in the league no more. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's just put the stipulation out there.
Bye-bye.
Bye, see ya.
I know who I'm leaving.
All right, who's going? You already know? I'm going to guess yours. Tyreek Hill.
No.
Oh, Ja'Marr Chase.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Because I see Ja'Marr Chase twice a year.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I watch their games more times. So he's a stud, right?
JJ's a stud too.
JJ's a stud. And you cannot make up Tyreek Hill's speed and catchability like with CeeDee Lamb.
Seems like there's no other like that.
Right.
There's guys that are fast, don't get me wrong, but like his acceleration is ridiculous.
Those three guys, JJ, Hill, and Chase, mm-hmm. changes the complexion of a game.
For sure.
Lamb to me is more of a Devontae Adams, more of a
good route runner.
Good route runner, good hands across the middle kind of a guy, but mm-hmm. he didn't change the game. He doesn't do it for me. Now, I don't know if it's the, like if you put Lamb on any of those other three guys' team, I don't think he excels.
What about, so we got to do this then, because we got to think of the weird offenses, right? But that are still good. Kyle Shanahan system. How does CeeDee Lamb do in that? I know all the other three probably will do just fine. Because that boy adapts to everything.
I would look at CeeDee Lamb like a Brandon Ayuk.
That's kind of like I'm saying against those three.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not throwing shade at him.
You can't even use a quarterback aspect of it because JJ's doing it with Sam Darnold.
I know. But that's like you're saying is like that's how good he is. He makes that guy look good.
Correct.
Like Diggs made Josh Allen
do good. He did. Because if he didn't, the Bills wouldn't have traded for Amari Cooper.
Oh, I know.
After seeing him play without a number one receiver.
Oh, yeah. They're like,
you're not Lamar. You can't have just tight ends and try to and win games. We need you to have number one receiver.
It's funny. I don't remember who said, I don't know where I just heard it. I just heard this today. It's like Lamar Jackson will, the person talking was saying there's quarterbacks that can, you know, they make a mistake. It's really hard to undo that mistake. Lamar hides your mistakes, even if he makes the mistake.
Yeah, you don't even know it. You don't even notice it.
Even if your defense doesn't do well, like Lamar's going to help you get the game back. That's how good he's playing right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because they've been down 10 points in four games, and they won other games.
If Lamar threw, let's say he throws two interceptions in the game, right? And one of them's a pick six, right? You're down 10 in the fourth quarter. It's 8 minutes left. He's going to bring you back.
You probably lose by a field goal.
I don't even know that. I don't even know. He could probably. He's definitely shown where he can bring it up.
Or that team would score 21 straight points and you're up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But it's just weird to say that, yeah. You know, I don't know.
So who's your one that got to go? JJ, Hill, Chase, Lamb.
I'm saying Lamb too.
Yeah.
Once I saw the foursome, I was like, it's going to be Lamb.
He's the only one. Now, is that a product of a team he plays on or the quarterback he has?
Well, that's what we're talking about, the offenses. Can you put him in Kansas City? What's is he going to do? What do they do with him there? You know what I mean? Is he more elite there? Look at Hopkins right now. They're not the same age. I guess that's not comparable.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Like I think Lamb is a, like if I had him on my fantasy team, if I had him on a team, if I had the number fourth pick,
right,
and JJ and Hill and Chase were gone, okay, I'm picking Lamb. Don't get me wrong. Like he's next guy up. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's there. He's that guy. But when you compare it to those three and one has to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, out of those four, yeah, for sure.
That one's easy. You also said something about, okay, so tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Hell yeah, it is.
We have three games.
We do.
We have Bears, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
We have Giants, Cowboys.
Yes, we do.
And we have Dolphins, Packers. Okay.
Just that third one in the last few years is always something random, right? You know what I mean?
So of those teams, let's just go with the offensive side of the ball. Okay.
Sure.
You can have that quarterback, that running back, that receiver, and that tight end, the number one guys.
Sure.
From the Bears, you know, like it'll be Caleb Williams and Kmet and all that. And for the Lions, it'll be Jared Goff and Montgomery and Laporta and St. Brown. Mm-hmm. So of the four main guys, like of the Packers, Packers would be like Love, Jacobs.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture right now.
Christian Watson is the number one receiver.
I would say so.
And who's the tight end there?
Do they have the tight end there?
Who do they have on the list?
They actually have, looks like they have Jacobs right there. And then they got defenders on there too.
They have the names right there.
No, their names are not up there.
They're not up there? Okay.
That's that helmet thing. Like, I don't know who that is. Okay. Give me a number.
Okay, so of the teams, right? Like Miami, you have Hill. Oh, you have Tua. I'm guessing that's A-Chain, Hill, and Waddle. I guess.
That's those four.
So who are you taking? What squad are you taking? Choose
you
your
pick one player
squad.
From each position.
You can already know what I'm taking.
You can just take the whole Lions team.
That's exactly my point. I don't care who it is. I'm taking.
Although you want to put Tyreek Hill in there though.
I'm taking Goff. I'm taking Gibbs. I'm taking Laporta and St. Brown.
Oh. You're gonna take St. No, let me ask you. Are you gonna take St. Brown over Tyreek Hill?
Only because of Goff.
I don't know. I think Tyreek Hill in that offense, just straight. They're killing guys, but like this would be manslaughter.
Because the only reason why I say that is because that offense doesn't even use James Williams like that.
Well, I think he's a second option, third option technically. I mean, if you count the Gibbs out of the backfield,
yeah.
I'm watching up lines this year. I see how it's going.
I trust St. Brown's hands more than I do Tyreek Hill, but I would take Tyreek Hill overall as far as how dangerous he is.
Oh yeah.
What he brings to the game, but
that's the hard thing about it. You're like,
because okay,
because you know his speed kills.
If you go back to this thing, right? You go JJ, Tyreek Hill, Chase, and St. Brown. I mean, St. Brown's gone, right? That's what I'm saying. Okay, so if you go JJ, St. Brown, Chase, Lamb,
I'm gonna take St. Brown because of his physicality. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
It's not against CeeDee. It's like just the physicality that boy hits.
And what I've seen.
And how little he is, too.
I've seen from his hands, too. I've seen him make some tough cuts.
No, he's a killer, dude.
So I'm taking the whole Lions team.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Well, you know, you convinced
kind
me.
Kind of a trick question.
I'll put Hill in Detroit.
But look at your quarterbacks right now. Other than Tua, Goff, and Love, I mean, you got guys that.
Cooper Rush and Williams. I can't.
You can't count those.
I can't count those guys. Yeah.
Don't forget Tommy DeVito.
I can't even. Oh, yeah. I didn't think about the Giants.
Well, it should be Drew Locke.
It is Drew Locke.
Now it is.
Yeah, now
it is.
He
got hurt.
Yeah.
He got hurt in practice or something.
I don't even count Love, dude. I can't trust Love.
Yeah. Although when he's on national TV, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just put it out there. Or against a depleted Niners team.
I guess so.
Shout outs, Ryan.
You ready to get into week 13?
We called that. He knew he was going to go down.
Yeah, no, he did.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They need to do the same thing.
We told them you're going to lose the next two games.
Yeah.
And then it'll be fine.
Because what if Seattle loses the Jets? You know what I'm saying?
What if, right? Yeah. Oh, I mean, we know Arizona's going to lose them. We'll talk about it right now.
Well, let's get into it.
So let's get into it.
Do we need a beer first?
Sure.
You again? Boys, do you want to get us something out of the refrigerator? Oh. Thank you, madam.
Thursday games. Bears at Lions. Lions minus 9.5.
It's a division rival.
It is a divisional rival.
You know what I mean?
And it's in Detroit, though.
Thunderclap. It is in Detroit.
It is in Detroit.
And it's a short week.
And Detroit won. Who did they play last week?
That was a division two, wasn't it? Did they play Minnesota?
No.
No. Who did they play? We call it. I don't remember.
Because Minnesota won because they're 9-2, and Detroit won, they're 10-1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Real quick. Let's go.
The Colts. Lions play the Colts.
Oh, that's right. Because we're talking about the jerseys of the Colts and the helmets and stuff.
Yes.
That's all we talk about.
Lions play the Colts, but I don't know who Minnesota played. Bears. Minnesota played the Bears. Went to overtime. Right?
Yeah, I just don't. Kevin Williams played okay. He has flashes.
That's not Lions are going to win and cover.
I don't know if they cover. It's a division rival.
They're going to cover.
Too short of a week for the Bears?
Oh, for sure.
Especially going overtime?
Especially going to Detroit and that powered off offense. Yeah.
Well, they used to call that the old Diesel League. You just ride a bus to those cities. They ain't that far away.
No, it's not. Chicago, Detroit, what, like an hour and a half?
Yeah, ain't that far.
Yeah. Just get a good-ass charter bus.
So your first – I'm going to go – I don't know if they cover.
I'm going Detroit covers.
It's a lot.
They're gonna win 30 to 14.
Who is dude? With the Chiefs like minus 11? They only won by 3.
But Chiefs aren't a,
they aren't a great team, but they're winning. Is crazy.
They're winning by one score games.
You know, I know.
It's gonna happen next year, right?
How long? Yeah, well, I know it's gonna.
They're gonna suck next year
after they win their third.
Right.
Damn it.
Fuck.
No, they're not. Lamar gonna beat that.
If he gets there, I want him to get there though.
Yeah, for sure.
I want him to be a fourth seed or a five seed and just win the first.
Heck yeah!
Oh fuck yeah!
What's the next one? What you got?
So you going Bears with the points?
I'm gonna go Bears points. You heard it here first.
I'm going Lions points.
Tease it to 10.
Giants at Dallas. Dallas minus 3.5.
Drew Lock ain't no slouch. Cooper Rush isn't bad either, but they're both backup quarterbacks for a reason.
And they're in Dallas. And
that should be a decent game to watch. You would think like kind of competitive. It'd be a
good game to watch. Like and Dallas doesn't usually lose on Thanksgiving. They have lost.
They have lost,
but they don't usually lose on Thanksgiving, right? So, and I just don't trust. And from neighbors' comments, how the team is just soft and sucky. I'm going Dallas.
That's from we know where that starts from the top all the way down.
Yes, I'm going Dallas wins. And
dude, I don't even feel bad for them saying they play that clip all the time.
Yeah.
In that guy's, in the GM's office or the owner's office when they're like, you can't trade away him. You can't get rid of him to the, why would he go to the Giants? We're talking about Saquon. I'm like, he went to the Giants.
Saquon. It was the Eagles, by the way.
I'm sorry. He went from the Giants to the Eagles. You're like,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they play that all the time. I go, you did it.
I'm going 24.
Should have paid him.
I'm going 24-10.
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm going 24-13.
I'm going to say, I'll say 2010.
24-13.
I can even see it. Now, I got to go with Micah Parsons because Micah Parsons is like, he's on fire. He's like, we ain't losing yet. We're not out
if
of this
they,
yet.
If they win tomorrow, they're right in the middle of everything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like, they're kind of there, but you still don't have Dak.
No, but they're right there though.
But then you ask the question and you're the GM. Do you want to make the playoffs to have this great push?
Jerry,
or do you
want to
get
Jerry will want to make the playoffs because that's
publicity. It's money. It's PR. Sure. I guess.
Dolphins at Packers -3.5. Now, if
this is a weird one.
If this game was in September or even October, I might have said Miami. But the fact that it's tomorrow in Green Bay when the temperature is supposed to be 23 degrees tomorrow.
Yeah, dude, that's
I just don't trust a Miami team. A bunch of Florida boys.
Oh, no.
And the track record says Tua cannot perform in below 40 weather.
I wish I had that right. Yeah, so tomorrow.
High of 32, low 19.
High of 30 and a chance of snow. Humidity 57%. It says snow showers. It doesn't say all day. The snow showers. Let's find out. It's kind of different.
Yeah.
That's weird weather over there in the Midwest. You know what I mean? It's just weird.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I just don't see. Miami win.
Do you think that'll be even competitive at all?
Yeah, I think it'll be competitive.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't think I think Love would throw an interception or two or fumble because it's cold weather for
him
too.
He is reckless too.
It's cold for him too. Yeah. So I think he'll have a fumble or whatever that makes that game close. But I'm going all home teams tomorrow.
Well, they said periods of sun, but then it says snow shower. So you know what?
It's at night. It's not gonna be sunny.
Yeah, it's not whatever.
So but I'm gonna go all home teams tomorrow.
All home teams win? Okay. All right.
You going Packers?
What was the
Miami?
Point spread on that one?
3.5.
Green Packers Bay. Cover.
So you going?
They're going to win like they're going to win 28-20, or 30-21 or something like that.
Okay. Hold on, the one you're going with? You going?
I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about this.
You're going Bears and the points against.
That's the only one I'm going to just because it's division rival and I know it's short week, but it's like maybe I have a little confidence the way they played against Minnesota. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, hey, Detroit can come in and just overlook everybody. Don't give a shit. And they have a fairly decent lead in the NFC, so it's like.
No, they don't.
Didn't they?
They have a one-game lead over Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
And Philly.
Oh, yeah, Philly. That's right.
So they don't have.
That's why we were talking about Philly being 8-2. We're like, what? Oh, no, it was Minnesota.
I was like, what?
What?
Yeah, so they only have one-game lead.
Sports podcast, huh?
Something like that.
Ah!
And then Friday night, we had a Black Friday game this year. Again,
it's weird.
This Black Friday game is the Raiders at the Chiefs. The Chiefs are -13. I'm taking Raiders in the points.
Just because, right?
Just because
the Chiefs have not done well. Correct. They did not play well against Carolina last week.
Divisional game. And so I'm taking the Raiders, Aiden O'Connell. Is it Aiden O'Connell?
Yeah, because Minshew got hurt.
Yeah. So I'm taking Aiden O'Connell and the Raiders to lose within 13 points.
I almost thought Daniel Jones was going to go there.
Yeah, he went to Minnesota.
He went to Minnesota today. All right.
Yeah. So, So I'm going to say Raiders in the points against the Chiefs. Chiefs may win, but they won't win by 13.
I'm going to go with.
They won by 14. So two touchdowns. They won't win 28-14.
Hmm.
That defense in the last five games is getting a 28 points average.
That's a lot. And they started out with a good defense.
Right.
They started out.
Right.
So, obviously, it's the beginning of the season. We don't know really what's happening.
So yeah. I'm
going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Right. I don't see. There's no reason to be a contrarian.
Raiders won't win, but they won't lose by. They'll lose by 10.
I'll take them points.
Yeah.
I got that.
Okay.
It's a weird Friday game, too.
I know. Chargers -2 at Atlanta. It's a hard game for me to pick.
I was going to say, but.
I want to say one thing. But I'm going to go the other way. But go ahead.
I'm going to say Atlanta wins at home. They win like 31-30.
I want to say the Chargers, but I'm going to go Atlanta at home.
I'm just going to, they had they're coming off bye week. They're probably a little more healthy.
Yeah.
That's
just what I'm going to do.
That's a long way for the Chargers
to go. J.K. Dobbins just got hurt.
Yep.
And I don't know if he's going to be playing. So it's going to change.
He came back in, but then they came back out.
He didn't come back in at all.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
He's on the sideline. So I don't know if he's playing, and that's going to change the offensive mentality. And I think Quentin Johnson is in his head now. I don't know.
It's like a hitting slump, right?
Yeah, like the yips.
You know how to get rid of that, right? Who's that guy for the panties? Who's the guy for the... Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
So I'm going to go Atlanta.
I'm going to go Atlanta too. Okay. Quentin Johnson, jeez. Yeah.
This one is
that good. One that could have been a house call.
Oh my gosh. I thank God he caught. He missed
well,
that
yeah, one. No, you. No, for real. Sure. You're like, oh. I mean, you saw the slant and you were sure. Like, oh no.
Oh my gosh. I was like,
I would have thought the same thing.
Nope, yep.
Like, oh, here it goes. He's gone.
This one, I am highly, highly entertained by this game because it's a divisional game and I don't think this team's going to win. But I want to see, next one is Steelers at Bengals. Bengals are favored by 3. Is that surprising to you? The Bengals are favored by 3 over Pittsburgh.
Is it in Pittsburgh?
Oh, it's in Cincinnati.
Is it? Oh, that's my reason.
Just a 4-17 over an 8-3 team?
But just because of division rival and then also like, the Bengals could, you've said it before. Bengals could lose 4 in a row and then they'll just rip off 5 in a row. You know what I mean?
But they haven't, though.
They haven't yet this year, but past is shown.
So
they're not going to make a run to get in the playoffs, I don't think, not in the AFC. If it's NFC, maybe.
Dude, maybe, though. Chargers just lost and Denver may not win out. I mean, really.
You played with that playoff machine a lot today, didn't you?
What are they? What's their record? What's can you look up the record for Cincinnati? Are they 4-7 or 4-7?
Cincinnati is 4-7.
4-7.
Yeah. 1-4 at home.
So the two games. the two games behind Chargers and Broncos.
Yep.
And do they play the Chargers and Broncos this year? What's their schedule?
Let me go back to the division. Let me go back to the because I was just when you said that I was going to playoff to see
because they have to if we play them.
So, is that what you're playing the AFC West?
Yeah. Okay. We play the Chiefs, the Broncos, and the Chargers.
Let's see if they give me their.
Like, we already finished the AFC West. We went 3-1.
So.
No. Yeah, we went 2-2.
Yeah. So you have
lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, Cincinnati at Dallas, Cincinnati at Tennessee, Cleveland at Cincinnati, Denver at Cincinnati. That's on Sunday, almost New Year's Eve, and then Cincinnati at Pittsburgh.
Cincinnati already played Chargers. That's right. Cincinnati beat Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They lost Chargers.
No, they lost Chargers 34-27.
Lost Chargers. Okay. So they lost to the Chiefs, Chargers, and they beat the Raiders. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Raiders.
I'm going to go back. Let me see their full schedule here, really.
So they have
Did they lose to the Raiders, really? They won 41-24.
Okay. So they have Denver left. So they have to beat Denver. And that game could be who goes to the playoffs. If Cincinnati reels
off. That's true. And that's also why they're leaving this open on what time it is.
Correct, because that could be a playoff implication game. That could be a Sunday night game.
Ooh.
Right?
Script writers were deep in their bag in this one.
So because of that, NFL script.
Scare you a little bit? Like, oh, damn it.
So this NFL scripting, Bengals winning tomorrow.
I like it.
Because they have to.
Now they're going to win 3 in a row, right? Yes. Something silly like that.
They're going to win 3 in a row to get to that Denver game, and that game could be who goes to the playoffs.
Okay, so their next three, which are very winnable games, obviously. One is Pittsburgh, Dallas, and then Tennessee. So, I mean, dude,
if they win Pittsburgh, they win 3 in a row.
That's what I think, too. If they lose Pittsburgh, yeah, it might be out for them.
Because they'd be 4-8.
We figured you out, guys.
They'd be 4-8. They're not going to playoff team, it won't be 9-8, I don't think.
Yeah.
It could be, though, but I don't think so.
It depends how it all shakes out.
Yeah. So, I'm going Cincinnati -3 over Steelers. Where are you going?
I'm going to say Cincinnati wins.
Hell yeah.
It's a 3.5 or 3?
3.
I think they cover.
Yeah.
I think that they'll win that game 20-17.
They'll win that game 24-20.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I'm fine with that.
I got you. Cardinals at Vikings. Vikings only -3.5. I'm surprised by
what
that.
What do we know about the Vikings right now that they're only favored 3.5 against the Cardinals?
I don't know.
Everyone's like, they just played in Seattle. They got walloped. They're going to come back because they've been doing really – they had more of an offense
and last Vikings games. Defense is very good, especially against the run, so I don't understand. Turnover.
I don't either.
I'm going Vikings.
Are they going off Kyler Murray's, like he's going to do with his legs? That little shit is fast. Although he didn't run against us. He couldn't.
The Mighty Mouse guy, you know. I'm going Vikings.
I was saying Minnesota home. They cover, too.
Yeah, they cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll win that game like 21-15 or something like that.
Ooh, interesting.
Just because their defense is good. And I think like, Cardinals can push the ball, but they're only going to get in field goal range. Once it gets a red zone.
What scares me is they only score 6 points at Seattle. And we both think that Minnesota's defense is better than Seattle's defense.
Absolutely.
Overall, right?
Overall. I think so. Overall.
Sure. So they're going to go back on the road.
Mm-hmm.
To a hostile environment, to a better defensive team, mm-hmm. better offensive team.
Maybe because they play inside? I don't know.
Better offensive team that's going to push them to have to score because the offense is going to score.
Right. It's different.
Do they score more than 18 points? I don't know.
That's why I said 15.
Yeah. That's a good call. Okay. Colts, -2.5 at Patriots. This is a toss-up for me because I don't trust either quarterback.
Is Richardson out?
No. I just don't trust him.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to go with the home team.
Ooh, the Patriots.
They're giving a bunch of shit to Jared Mayo right now, like, or Gerard Mayo, sorry.
Gerard Mayo. But he's, giving a bunch of shit, like, but he's right,
though. He doesn't know this, he doesn't do that.
As a coach, I can't do anything across the white lines.
I can't.
I can't.
I can't. What is it? Like, Geno, not Atkins, but from UConn, women. Women's
basketball. Yeah, Geno. Geno.
Geno, you know who you are.
Yeah.
What he says was, I can teach you plays. I can't teach you effort and energy.
Nope.
That is on you. And if those players don't believe in Gerard Mayo.
That's what Mayo was saying. I cannot teach you go out there and want to make the tackle, want to fight, and want to have that passion. I can't teach you that. It has to come within you.
Exactly.
So once you cross that line, I'll give you all the X and O's. I'll give you the playbook. I'll give you the scheme that we're going to run. But it's up to you,
to make that tackle. You got the energy.
This guy's coming at you, tackle. I can't tackle for you.
No.
That's what he's saying. Everybody's blown out of proportion that he's It's ridiculous.
I know. I'm with Gerard Mayo on this.
And I hope he doesn't lose a job because of that.
I think Kraft will be a little more loyal to him because he played for him for so long.
I hope
so. And he was an excellent player for him.
I thought so.
Give him a couple years. Come on, at least two.
You got a rookie quarterback, a team that's dismantled. Like,
You're still in a rebuilding phase.
He didn't say anything wrong, I don't think.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with him just because, like, hopefully he puts the team on his shoulders and goes, guys, you figure it out, not me.
Right.
I'll guide you along the way.
I'll give you all tools you need. Now build a house.
Just go.
All right. We got Seattle -2 at Jets.
We've done really well in that stadium ever since Super Bowl in 2013.
I'm going Jets. I mean, sorry, Seattle.
Oh, I was like, fucker. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm going Seattle. I'm done with the Jets.
I think the Jets are done with the Jets.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. Like, no, get me wrong. Like,
but they don't have
be wet there.
Are they 4-7-2?
Yeah, let me see.
If they're same with Cincinnati, then they may have a chance.
They're 3-8.
Yeah, they don't have a chance.
They're already talking about Rodgers playing for the Giants, and then Bill Belichick comes in and coaches them.
What's their next? Really?
Just a stupid rumor. Don't believe everything you see on Twitter.
What's the Jets' next scheduled games?
All right, so look at the Jets real fast. This is my sound effects. All right, so Seattle comes home, and then you have the Jets at Miami, and then you have the Jets at Jacksonville. Then the Rams come to town. So those are your next four.
Yeah, yes, they're done. Seattle.
I mean, Seattle could lose that game for sure.
The at Miami game is a wash.
Miami wants to push right now. They're five wins and they're
especially
close.
Especially if Miami wins tomorrow.
Yeah.
If Miami wins tomorrow, Jets ain't winning that game.
Yeah.
So I'm going Seattle -2.
They could beat Jacksonville, but Jacksonville's not playing for anything right now.
They're playing for draft stock.
Yeah. No. So and they might just be like, see ya.
For sure.
We good?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ice cream man's outside? It is November.
Titans at Washington. Washington -6. This is going to be the game. Either they're going to turn it around and be a playoff team, or they're going to not be a playoff team and fold like the Eagles did last year. Like, what are we doing? They're 7-5. They should not have lost to Dallas last week.
No, that was a weird game. That was weird. That game,
as a non-fan of either team, that was an exciting game to watch.
I got to put this out there because I got to see this third quarter or this mid-fourth quarter score and how the game ended up. It was so wild.
Like 13-10 and ended like 34-28. Like, it was like, dude, crazy.
Before going into the fourth quarter, it was 10-9. And that score ended up being 34-26.
It's crazy.
The last minute and a half was wild. As a fan, you're like, this is the shit.
That's what I'm saying.
So
as a fan,
not of those teams.
No. Like, fuck yeah.
That's fun to watch, right? Because you're like, did that just happen?
Now, would you, if you're Dan Quinn, would you have gone for two?
Yeah.
No. You're at home.
Win.
You're at home.
Nah. It's hard to say, though.
I would have done exactly what he did. I would have went for the tie, go to overtime, and then, because you know that
You're going to outlast them in overtime. You are the better team. You should go.
Correct.
Even if you lost the coin toss and you're going to play defense first.
Correct. And that's my thinking, right? Take the for sure thing.
It's a little conservative, but I mean, I get it.
Yeah. On the road, go for two. At home, overtime. That's just my philosophy.
It's just a division rival at home. It's like, oh, God damn. Yeah.
So I'm going Washington going to win against Tennessee.
I think so, too. Tennessee has nothing to play for right now, either. They're going to try and figure out what they're doing.
You know Tennessee has like number two or number three ranked defense in the league?
No way.
Yeah, they're pretty good, dude. The defense like top five.
Wow. Like overall?
Yeah, overall.
Let me see this.
Yeah, I saw that, as you said, I saw that on the internet.
I saw it on Twitter. Holy shit, they're number two.
Boom.
Well, hold on. Let me clarify this. That says number two in defensive yards allowed.
Okay.
That's number two. Still, if you're only allowing that.
Still, it's still pretty good, bro.
See, now they're counting total defense, and they say touchdowns allowed and defensive yards. So it's like, okay, is that all that is? I mean, are you good against the run?
What about points
allowed? They are good against number one in pass defense. So, only 170 yards
allowed. I'm saying that defense
is interesting.
Right? That defense is very, very good. They have it.
But their run defense is their 8 with 106.
Still good. 8 is top 10.
Yeah.
So they have a foundation on that team, right? What they need to do is they need to go into this draft, get a solid running back.
I like that.
Get a solid tight end. And they need to feed off the defense and control the clock and control the game.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right? Totally agree. Totally agree.
Don't put it in Will Levis' hands.
Sorry, male boy.
Don't put
that it in his hands. That ain't for you.
but with that said, you know what? I'm gonna say Tennessee with the points though. I think they lose by three. Because now that I'm thinking about that, if that defense is what it is, especially
I can see that
especially
though.
That pass defense and how Washington is reeling, I think Tennessee will keep it.
Within, you think Washington's gonna go backwards a little bit?
I think they'll keep it within 3 or 4 points, but lose the game.
I can see that.
So I'm gonna say Tennessee in the 6 points.
All right,
that's what I'm gonna do.
I'm going to say.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to say they win by 7.5. I mean, eight points.
Washington wins 28-20?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
And that 20, they're going to get to 20 on like a last minute. Empty calories. Skip. Empty
calories. Skip. Okay. We got Texans -4.5 at Jacksonville. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Next.
CJ could have a half-ass game and still win that one. I'm sorry, Jacksonville. We know what you're doing, and I get it. Doug Peterson, hopefully you keep your job for one more year. Hopefully he does. Hopefully. It's tough though. Third year?
Yeah, fourth year.
Yeah, it's like but Trevor Lawrence went down. You gonna hold him accountable for that?
Then you have to trade Trevor Lawrence. But they decided it's a big deal, so they can't.
Daniel Jones is available, sort of. Anyway.
I'm gonna take Texans 4.5.
Easy money.
Okay. Rams -2.5 at Saints. This is an interesting game. Because I don't trust either team.
Nope.
You did it.
What? Nope.
My man.
So silly.
Did you hear my voice kind of
squeal? Yeah. Oh, this is like exciting.
Yeah, okay.
Super gay. Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go Rams, though. I trust Stafford more than Carr. That's the only reason. That's the only reason.
Why am I only on the AFC? Can I be on the NFC, please?
That's the only reason why.
Where was I just at?
You were looking at Tennessee's defense.
I had a really good spot where I was showing that's actually kind of cool. That's a playoff look. We don't want to see that. I want to see all division rivals divisions I was looking at. It was really nice. Anyway, so what was the question again?
Rams -2.5 at Saints.
I think the Rams win that game.
So do I.
Rams are still in it.
23-20.
In the NFC West, for sure.
23-20, 2017.
But they got walloped on Monday, or on Sunday, you're like...
Ugh. I don't know if they got walloped, though, dude.
Really?
No, because think about it, though. We'll get into it. Okay? So we're both saying
Saints
Rams.
Saints are 4-7, and the Rams are 5-6. They're not far apart.
One game of difference.
But in division, Rams are still there.
So are the Saints.
I guess in that division.
2 games back, true. Yeah. Bucks -6 at Panthers. I'm saying Bucks.
Yeah, I think so too.
I know the Bucks put up a good showing, but I think with Mike Evans back, I think Tampa Bay.
Are you saying Panthers put up a good showing? They had the confidence.
They did last week, right? So they had the confidence to keep going, but I still think
Tampa. I still got to go Tampa.
So do I.
Dude, Baker Mayfield running up midfield to just smacking dudes.
Oh, scoring a touchdown.
And then he was like this.
And you hear he's suing his dad.
It's messed up, man.
That is messed up, man. I feel bad for it.
Life happens, dude.
I feel bad. I do, because as fathers,
I totally get it.
I cannot see myself taking.
Wait, who's suing who?
Baker Mayfield suing his dad and his dad's agency because of $12 million for mismanaging his money.
Oh, poor Baker.
Yeah, I know.
That's a State Farm money.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Progressive.
He got a good. He got a good contract with Tampa.
Progressive,
though.
Wasn't it Progressive?
Was that who it was? Whoever, whatever insurance company it was.
It's still good.
He got a good contract from Tampa this year. Good for him. Three-year deal. Good job. Yeah, but still, exactly. Like, hey, man, that ain't yours.
No,
I wish I knew that.
49ers at Buffalo. Buffalo -7.
There's no reason for Niners to even get on the plane.
Not this game.
Just because you just don't have all the pieces. Now you can be competitive.
Correct.
And Shannon will come up with a game plan. And if Purdy plays, maybe you have something going. But if it's gonna be wet and cold, I don't know if they're gonna do it.
It's gonna be
snowy. Oh, they snow game. That's right.
Yes,
it's a snow game. Our snow game.
Sunday night.
That is a Sunday night game. I don't know if they're gonna have everybody back. And if they don't, I mean, if they have everybody back, maybe.
I don't think that matters. But I'm taking.
Dude, what?
Who's the quarterback?
Who is that? Hold on a second. Cameron. Is that outside? Tell them to drive on. Like, get out of here. Tell them we're filming a podcast.
Is Purdy back? Do we know?
I don't know. Don't hit those bars.
Do we know if Purdy's back?
I don't know.
That makes a difference for me. If Purdy is back, I'm taking San Francisco in the points.
Mm-hmm.
If Purdy's not back, I'm taking Bills.
Are they driving away? Oh my God! Tell him to turn it. I've lived in this neighborhood for 6 months. It's the first time I heard that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So for me though, if Purdy is back, I'm taking San Francisco and the points.
Yeah.
If Purdy is not back, I'm taking Buffalo and the points.
Let's find. Let's see if we get some.
It's too early. You won't get it till Friday.
Oh.
So don't even look.
All right.
The game of the week, I think. The game of the week.
Let's go.
Eagles at Ravens -3.
That's Monday.
No, Sunday. Sunday. I just put it at the end because this is game of the week.
Oh, I got you. Who's Monday night then?
I'll tell you right next.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Let's go all Sunday first, though.
I got you.
So Monday night. So Sunday at 2:25 is Eagles. It's the only game at 2:25. It's Eagles.
There's only one game at 2:25?
The other one's at 2:05.
This is the problem. I know we got three games on tomorrow. I'm excited, but at the same time, I'm like.
That's why, though. That's why.
I know, because those will be in the.
Right.
I get it.
So it's Eagles at Ravens -3.
You said the Ravens. Well, you said the Eagles are favored by 3?
No.
Oh.
Eagles at Ravens.
The way you said it off my head, I was like,
Eagles at Ravens -3.
Okay, so I don't think the Ravens have any problem against any NFC team ever.
Well, they do. Obviously, they lost to the Giants.
One time.
Well, it could happen again.
And they
though.
Were hungover, they told me.
It could happen. It could happen again.
Don't get me wrong, it could happen. But you need to win. You need to win. I know it's a home game for one. You need that.
Right.
What's the weather gonna be like there? Do you know what the weather is? I'll find out Baltimore. I got my computer on me. I am taking
it. If Buffalo is cold, I'm assuming it's going to be cold in Baltimore.
Yeah. Sunday. That would be 41 clear.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
What time is the game at?
2:25.
Oh. It's going to rain in the morning a little bit, but other than that, you'll be fine.
Will Barkley rush for over 150 yards?
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I can tell you what I'm looking.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Let's see. Let me look this up real fast. You know what I'm looking for right now.
Defensive on the Ravens.
Yeah.
They're number one run defense.
Yes, they are. I know. AI just goes number one, dummy. It didn't say that. It actually says Miller's right. No, I'm just kidding.
But Miller's right about what though?
What?
What was Miller right about?
I don't remember. The batteries? Yeah. Shut up. I'm just going to have like a shit ton of batteries, like just for us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so.
Pulling batteries out of my kids' toys.
Will Barkley rush for over 150 yards?
I don't think so.
Because it's going to take that to beat them, I think.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Devontae Smith is playing because his hamstrings injuries to it. Still hurt.
No, then, yeah. Then you're going to rely only on Barkley, and then you're only going to have. Jalen's got to do it. And the way he's playing, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's on. It's only you said it's only 2:25 game.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
Does that count as national TV? Because that's the only
pretty
game,
much right.
Because everyone that's the only game in the afternoon window. Right. So like everyone's gonna be watching.
Will Barkley have a 70-yard run like he has been the last couple weeks?
No. Not
will he have a 50-yard run?
No. Most he'll have is like 15.
But could he be off of a screen pass?
Well, then that's a screen pass. It's
not a run though, right?
It's not a run.
Okay.
So semantics, bro.
Context, right? Okay. So will he have a 50-plus yard run against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday?
Also, you're second in the NFL in rushing yards allowed. Just anyway, go ahead. It's fine. Whatever.
Oh, who was first?
I don't know. Let's find out. I just saw it was 8. Hang on. Let's see.
Because I do know really? In the first quarter of the Charger game, right, they gave up 61 yards in the first quarter. But the next three quarters, they only gave up 22 yards.
So you can't pass against the Eagles because they only allow 175 yards.
Rushing?
No, pass. Okay. Passing defense. Rushing defense. Where are you guys on here? I don't believe you now. I don't even see you. Where are the Ravens? Ravens are number 277. Vikings are 74.
Oh, by five yards. Okay.
That makes sense. And you've allowed nine rushing touchdowns, and Vikings only allowed 5. Okay. Sure, whatever. We'll look at strength of schedule later.
Well, the one Eagle corner, the Aiden Mitchell.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah, he's good.
He's real good.
Good.
But who's he going to guard? Bateman or Flowers?
The Flowers.
Now does he
better catch that ball?
Does he go everywhere like a true corner should, or does he stay on one side? Mitchell, like I don't know.
I didn't even pay attention to that last.
I don't
night.
Watch him enough to know.
Me neither.
So I'll let you know.
They're gonna have to. So, where are you guys in the overall passing defense yards?
Oh, we're last. With 31st.
Oh shit! You guys are 31st.
Yeah, with 31st.
So is Hurts gonna? Hurts has to throw.
Can he?
I don't know.
And to who? Because we should.
AJ Brown.
Because we should, but we should have one under and one over him all game long.
Like
we should do to him what we should have done to Devontae Adams, or we should have done to Ja'Marr Chase. Like we know those guys are number one receivers. They only have one receiver, number one receiver.
Yeah.
Double his ass the whole game.
Right.
So stop with the bullshit.
This actually might be an evenly matched kind of deal.
It's a great game. It's gonna come down. I think it's gonna come down to a Tucker field goal. Like I think it's gonna be a push. I'm calling a push on this game.
Oh.
I'm calling a 27-24 game. Like that's a push.
I got you.
Like that's just my...
I'll go with that. I'll say they win... I can see that. They win 27-24.
Like, I think Baltimore...
Who has the ball last is going to be Ravens.
I think Baltimore wins, but I think it's going to be... I think they're going to rely on Tucker's leg. It's going to be a 55-yard field goal. And
But you just have this crazy record against the NFC.
We do. Well, no. Lamar does.
Lamar does. Either way.
But still, the Eagles are playing good ball.
Yeah.
They're playing real good ball. It's not one of those games where you're like... You know what? You know what this game reminded me of going into it? It's the game against like when Boston went into San Francisco last year.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was like two big powerhouses.
And like, you know, kind of a play, almost playoff contention time.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden it was like you walked out of there unscathed, not hurt, and you won by 20 or something like that. Something stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, there you go. You're beating the NFC again like that.
Right.
That's what else do I have to go off of? I'm going to ride that record right now.
Right. But I think this is.
I think you're just being a fan and you're just kind of like playing it like.
It's a little different.
You should be like, yo, we own the NFC. We win 30-20.
Okay, put it this way: if you want me to put a score down as a fan,
sure.
I'm gonna tell you, Baltimore wins 34-20.
Two tutties. Woo.
Yeah. Because what happened last year when they played Detroit, 37-3.
Mm-hmm.
When they played Seattle,
mm-hmm. It's not fun. It's not a fun game.
When they played San Francisco, 35-10. Like, this is what we do in big games, right?
Oh, I know. And it's essentially a primetime game.
Pretty much, right? But I just feel like I can't trust our defense enough to say that this year.
Those silly mistakes at the end.
Correct.
Man. And the end. It's not during the middle of the game or the beginning. It's the end.
But I don't think Barkley's going to have his rushing performance like he has been. I think we're going to hold him under 100 yards. Mm-hmm. I think it would be like 89 or 90 yards, but it's still high, but under 100. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I don't know if they've seen the physicality of our running game yet this season.
I got you.
On defense side of the ball.
Well.
So,
I think you guys are going to be just fine.
So, I'm still going to say it's 27-24, 24-21, but we win.
Ravens win, no problem.
No problem. Stop it.
There'll be some problems, but they'll win.
Okay. And then the Monday night game is Cleveland Browns at Denver. Denver's -5.5.
You think Cleveland's going to be like, nah, we ain't doing this?
No, I'm going to surprise you.
Cleveland going to win?
Cleveland wins this game.
You can't bet against Jameis Winston right now.
How can you? Dude. Have you ever had anybody that just, besides Ray Lewis, is he the...
I was just going to say the same
he's
thing.
He's the next, like... Oh my gosh! I want to run into a brick wall for this guy.
A little bit,
right?
He's kind of goofy, but like in a funny, in a motivating way.
Yeah,
you're like, is he being serious? Then you're like, oh,
I don't care. I'm like,
I kind of don't care.
That's my guy. Like, I'm almost seriously though, right?
Dude, he is so. It's so. Sometimes when his interviews, you're like, what?
But it's like, at the same time, it's like,
you saw that thing I sent with when they mashed up him and Russ on the sub commercial.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was so silly.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Cleveland win that game.
It's spicy.
So I'll go Cleveland plus a 5.5 then. I'll
say that too.
Oh.
I'm going to say that the Cleveland, they're just going to play because they really have a lot to play for right now.
Right.
And they're just going to go for it.
Okay. And if they
win. Denver has a lot to play for right now.
If Cleveland wins and Denver loses, that moves Cincinnati. If Cincinnati wins that game, that moves them right up there.
I know. They want that.
Hell yeah.
Right. I would.
Okay.
Hey, once the playoff machine comes out, anything can happen.
Next week, we're going to do it.
That's right, playoff machine.
All right, let's end it with a Thanksgiving little thing.
Thanksgiving.
I want to start, bench, cut, or trade.
You love this, don't you? Tell me you love this. So we'll put this up here so everyone sees it. It could be anything. We don't even need to do that.
I'll say one of the top four sides dishes, right, Thanksgiving?
In my...
Right?
Yeah, so your top four, right? These would be your top four.
Not in any order, just top four.
So your top four are mac and cheese, stuffing,
the oven mac and cheese.
Oven mac and cheese, not the box.
Right.
We like the box.
I love the box.
More ways than one.
Oh, yeah.
The mashed potatoes and the yams, right?
So and stuffing. Yeah, you said stuffing? Okay.
Yeah, mac and cheese, stuffing, mashed potatoes, and yams. So you got to start, bench, cut,
or trade.
Trade. Those are your four options,
right?
And I want to hear yours.
Okay.
But then when you say trade, I need to know what you're going to trade for. Turkey's off the table because everyone gets turkey.
You got it.
Period.
Done.
So, okay. Give me your. Hey, you're cutting. Who are you cutting? Get that soggy ass bread out of here.
Mac and cheese.
Oh my god, you're going to piss off so many people. I know. Why? Why? Why would you do that?
I'm not a sharp cheddar guy.
Man, put mozzarella in that shit.
I want some motherfucking Kraft box or some Velveeta cheese, mac and cheese. I don't want the oven.
Like Velveeta.
I don't want the oven mac and cheese.
There's a TikTok viral thing right now. I'm gonna tell you right now. If you have not gotten, what's that pasta we're looking for today? Go ask her what that pasta was. We're asking. There's a pasta that is on this viral TikTok thing. Is she not out there? Cantonelli or something, whatever. You can't find it anywhere.
Oh.
We ran into. Because this is what this girl on TikTok did. I don't remember her name. Dude,
what does she do?
Like 400 million views.
What does she do?
She made some macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
Some homemade macaroni and cheese.
Was it good?
Apparently it's good enough that everyone's stealing it.
Oh, wow.
I can't find this.
Is it in the oven?
We went to two places today, right? Yeah. You boil pasta and then you mix the stuff and then you make the roux and then you make the cheese. And then it's a process, but it's just homemade mac, right?
Okay.
But she uses this certain pasta, and everybody's taking it. This one guy we ran into at the store, the last store we went to, was like, yo, I've been to five places. I can't find this stuff. And I'm like, what? Really that bad?
Wow. Now I got to look it up.
I'll show it to you after this. It's silly. Right.
So I am going to go ahead and bench or cut.
You're cutting mac and cheese.
Cutting mac and cheese.
Weirdo.
Cutting mac and cheese. Done.
Bye. Twitter's going to hate you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so you have... You got stuffing, mashed potatoes, and yams left. So you're going to, what are you benching? It's not that hard, man.
It is that hard. I am going to bench stuffing.
Okay.
I'm going to, I'll tell you right now, I'm going to start.
Mashed potatoes.
Yams.
Yeah. Look at it. Yeah. Now, hold on a minute. Now, what kind of yams are you having? Are you having like the traditional white person yams with the marshmallows on top?
No.
And all the brown sugar? And it basically tastes like, like a soggy dessert?
Pretty much, no.
You don't do that, right?
No.
I'm sorry. I love my grandparents and my Aunt Kathy, and I love everybody. I love all the cooking you guys did for me, my mother, everybody.
All my grandma's candy yams.
Baby. I'm not doing that.
All my grandma's candy yams.
Baby. So how does she do them? Just brown sugar?
I don't know.
Your mom got the recipe?
I never really asked.
Your dad got the recipe? Somebody got to have that.
Somebody has it. I don't know yet. I'll find out. Yeah, but the yams.
What's going on with your weird stuff?
Okay. You want me to know what I'm trading? I'll trade that mac and cheese for a nice...
No, what's your starter? You said yams. What's
yams,
that
yams, 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 yams starter. So I'm trading. You want me to know my trading now or after you do yours?
No. Yeah, you're trading...
I'm trading the mac and cheese for a nice roll.
What kind of roll? Like, what are you doing? Are you a biscuit guy or are you a dinner roll guy?
I need a dinner roll with some butter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just mac and cheese. Actually, no. Fuck that. I changed the whole thing.
What? You gonna redo it?
Change the whole thing. I'm trading the mac and cheese. I'm trading the mac and cheese for some collard greens.
You did say, because the last episode you did say collard greens.
Yeah, I trade my mac and cheese for collard greens.
Because we're like, what's the favorite thing? And you're like, it's collard greens, but it's like an 8-hour process, whatever's going on.
I'll trade my mac and cheese for collard greens. Sorry.
I got you. Okay. All right. So let's recap. So you're going
to. I'm going to start.
You're going to start.
Yams. Bench.
You're benching
mashed
your
potatoes,
mashed potatoes.
Cutting the stuffing. Trading mac and cheese for candy.
For collard greens. That is so weird. Yeah. Because typically, I don't have to say it. You usually have mac and collard greens together.
I'm saying what you're going to be doing.
I know. I understand. What typically.
Yeah.
Jackson Smith, my. Which, by the way, he's playing really well.
He's playing really well.
Very good slot receiver right now. Good friend.
Very well.
Anyway.
So what? What are you cutting?
What am I cutting?
Cutting.
I'm cutting that stuffing. Get out of here.
Okay.
Get that soggy bread out of my face.
What are you benching?
What am I benching? I'm going to bench the mac.
What are you starting?
Mashed potatoes, baby.
So trading the yams with what? You got to pick something to trade it with.
I know. Yeah. This is tough.
Yeah. What are your options? What do you have?
I'm on the wave of like, oh, you know what? I remember having this. I remember having that. Because I'm trying to stay in like, what did I have?
Right.
But we already have a two potato thing.
Okay.
I can't trade a potato for another potato.
Correct.
Right? I mean?
Because you have the yams and the
potatoes. And I've had somebody makes a really good candied broccoli, like cranberry kind of salad. And that's really good.
Green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole, okay.
You like that shit.
But I gotta be honest, man.
Yeah.
I just trade it for
dinner roll.
It's either a dinner roll or I'll trade it for more mashed potatoes. That's how I feel.
You gotta pick something though.
I'm so simple with it when it comes to like, I was like, I want these things and
ham.
I don't want anything else.
You can choose ham.
I mean, people do ham. I've seen people, you know, like collard greens. I've seen Brussels sprouts. I've seen asparagus. I mean, I've seen all sorts of stuff. Or you run into somebody who makes a Jello salad kind of thing. That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like ambrosia salad and stuff.
That's what's your go to dessert for Thanksgiving?
My go to dessert? I'm not a pie guy necessarily.
I'm not either.
I'm sorry, America.
I'm not a pie guy, but I classify this as a pie.
Okay, you go first.
Cheesecake.
Oh,
it's a pie.
It's a pie, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Cheesecake, great. Any kind of cheesecake?
It's a pie.
Any kind, or is it just like...
Well, I'm a plain cheesecake with some strawberries on top.
Strawberry, raspberry, boom, something like that, done. Whatever it is. Some kind of berry?
I didn't say raspberries.
Oh, it has to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do dessert, my mom made a killer apple
pie. Or Oreo crust.
My mom would always do a killer apple pie.
Ooh, I could do apple pie.
And she would do Granny Smith apples.
Oh,
and that's good. You get the hot pie, but then you get the cold ice cream. Like that would be good. Other than that, I mean, Christmas is more my like I'm gonna get into the sweets thing. You know what I mean?
Now I will say this.
Oh yeah,
here we go. My late ex mother-in-law.
Follow that.
She used to make this zucchini tart kind of thing. And that is
what?
That is probably pushing for my cheesecake. Like that with some nice vanilla ice cream right on top. Like
zucchini tart?
OMG, my friend.
I gotta see this or taste this.
You will never. You won't. Because you'll never be around the other one.
No, but I mean like, what if we got the recipe and we tried?
You can get it.
I know who can get it for us.
But no, so this zucchini tart that she makes before she passed due to cancer.
Sure.
That's why I wear pink on Wednesdays.
Oh. Good for you, bro.
Fucking phenomenal.
Oh, dropping the F-bombs because it's that good.
Yeah. Anything that rivals a cheesecake.
Yeah, you got to be up there, right? Because you like what you like, right? And you're like,
yeah.
But if this, oh, you're like,
oh. Like
so, let me go back.
Like when I walk into her house and you can smell it.
Oh, I
fucking
get
nut
to
right
it?
There. I nut right there.
All right.
My pants are wet. God damn it!
I gotta go to the bathroom. Guys.
Not the snow.
Hey, I need it. I need to use the restroom.
I go to the restroom
and your laundry room.
Yeah. Excuse me. You have a rag. Okay.
So let me ask you this. So when it was all, you know, you guys were coming to your first time you had it. Where was it? Were you at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, up there.
Okay.
Up in Pine Top.
Yeah. And then you were like, what
what's
the
smell?
Were you resistant at first? Like, what?
Well, she didn't tell me at first.
Is it like a zucchini breadish kind of thing or no?
She didn't kind of, but she didn't tell me what it was at first. So she's made it, right? And then,
gotcha.
And then she's like, here. I'm thinking it's like green apple tart, whatever, apple pie was, mm-hmm. some shit, vanilla ice cream. Fucking tore that shit up, right? I'm like, I want some more. Like the pan was like literally this big.
Damn.
Seriously, I ate half that shit.
Jesus.
Then she tells me it's zucchini. I'm like, bullshit.
I gotta see this.
So I said bullshit, right? And so she said, okay, no, it's zucchini.
She showed you the skins in the trash can.
So I said, make it again. I'm gonna watch. The next day.
No way, she made it again.
Made it again.
Oh wow.
I watched. I took it home.
You made sweet, sweet love to it.
I sure did. It wasn't vanilla on top. No, she made it again right in front of me. And I'm like, this is fucking blew my mind. Dude, it literally blew my fucking mind.
I don't doubt it. I mean, I don't doubt it.
What the hell's going on around here? The zucchini.
So there's no other dessert like that, but it's a dessert. It's a zucchini. It's like,
it tastes just like apple pie. It was.
I can't even figure this out.
I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
You know who you are. Shout out you.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys.
What else you got? Anything? I don't got anything.
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, don't forget our Black Friday.
Black Friday, guys. Two beers, BF.
Yeah.
Two beers, BF, 50% off anything online. MagicMind.com, baby.
Everything. Get it all. You have a sharper mind and calm energy. When you're out chasing those TVs and you're out chasing those vacuum cleaners and all those gifts you got to get for Christmas on Black Friday, don't fall for everything, ladies and gentlemen. Let me be honest with you. Most of that stuff's already been on sale for 3 months, and now jack the price up and they drop it down and they act like they did it more. But that's just me.
And wait till Monday for Cyber Monday.
I was like, wait for Cyber Monday. It's going to be the same deal.
Same thing.
It'll be better. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, baby. Enjoy your family, everybody.
Enjoy your family. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your pies. Enjoy your... Give thanks. Bless, whatever you, bless you all.
And as always, we out.
You gotta do the button right this time. Not you, but you know who you are out there. Hey, yeah, there it is. You can take photos.